two people, but no second date. John, Joe, and Courtney find out why and offer to pay for date number two when today's couple decides to hang up or hang out on 101.9 POR.
John, Joe, and Courtney's Hang Up or Hang Out on 101.9 POR. We're going to pay for a second date. We're going to send our happy couple to Cowbell at Rock Row in Westbrook.
Man, I hope we have to send them, but I do not have the best of vibe right now about this.
We talked to Sarah about the first date with Brandon, and if you missed it, get on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Brandon now. We've got his phone number. Calling him.
Hello?
Hey, it's Brandon.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's John, Joe, and Courtney. Calling from WPOR, your favorite radio station.
Hey.
Just actually wanted to ask you some questions about a friend of ours that we think might be a mutual friend of yours. Do you know Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know what she's about.
She mentioned that you guys had gone out, and she said that she had a really great time. Would you say that you had a really great time?
I did until a certain point, and then it got really weird.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
That's not a word to throw around lightly, so please tell us what got weird.
Yes, please.
All right, we were hanging out, and then we kind of both dozed off. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, she wakes me up with this like loud scream, and then like she just starts arguing like in her sleep.
Oh, no. Was she sleep-talking or sleep-walking, you think?
No, she wasn't sleep. There was one point where she like kind of sat up really quick, and I got freaked out because I felt like the devil was inside her. That's when I realized her eyes were closed and she was like sleeping, but like she was yelling, like, "You can't do this to me," and like, "I hate you," and "Stay away from me," and this.
Oh my
and
god!
And I was like, what is going on?
Oh my
on?
Gosh! I am beyond embarrassed.
Oh,
right now.
Me too, because he didn't know you were listening.
I didn't know you were listening.
Hey, Brandon, say hi to Sarah.
Yeah, hey, Sarah, hey.
You know, I had a really bad breakup like 4 months ago.
No.
I thought I was over it. I'm guessing my subconscious isn't. I mean, I know I'm not.
Clearly not.
Right?
I'm over it.
You know what? This would be a really great conversation for a second date at Cowbell. At Rock Row in Westbrook.
Is that why you're making that sound?
Yeah, because the restaurant's called Cowbell.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
And everyone needs more Cowbell.
More Cowbell.
All right.
We would love to pay for your dinner and send you guys on a second date.
I don't know if we would.
To continue this. I just want to win.
I know, but I don't know if this is the one. This one feels a little weird, doesn't it?
Are you guys supposed to say this while I'm listening?
Yeah. I'm trying to convince you to not say no, because I feel like you're going to say no.
I mean, what are you thinking, Brandon? I'm thinking he's going to say no.
I mean, Brandon, we hit it off so well. If I would have known that would have happened, I would have never had you over. You know,
Right. What do you think, Brandon?
We hit it off pretty good. You said you're going to pay?
We're paying, man. There is no risk here.
Can we just take it back a couple steps?
I mean, we did hit it off.
Yes!
Yeah, you did!
But is this one making a comeback?
Say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Finally! Yes!
There is party music playing in my head right now.
Will you call me, Brandon?
Yeah.
Will you text me?
Well, he shouldn't call you Brandon, because your name is Sarah.
Okay.
All right.
Would you just let these two have a little moment?
Hang up or hang out with John, Jill, and Courtney on 101.9 POR.